State Legislative Committee talked about a new bill yesterday that would ban what people are calling revenge porn.
Revenge porn is the practice of posting nude or otherwise explicit photos of an ex-partner on the internet as a way of exacting revenge.
A similar bill was signed into law this month in California with some controversy over whether it provided enough protection to the victims.
Here with us to discuss the proposed measure is the lead sponsor of the bill here in Wisconsin, Republican Assembly Representative John Spiros of Marshfield. Representative Spiros, thanks for joining us. So what was the motivation behind creating this bill?
You know, actually the media was the beginning of it, because the media contacted me and asked me if I had heard anything about revenge porn. And they used that terminology, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
We've had that here, too, when we've mentioned that to some people, yeah.
So I started doing some research. I had Catherine in my office do some research, and actually we talked to a number of people, a number of victims, and we learned quite quickly that this was a concern and something we should take a look at. And we contacted an expert on non-consensual pornography from the University of Miami, Marianne Franks. And she had actually looked at, New Jersey has a law that they've had for about 10 years. And prior to California's bill, this bill was the only one in California, just went into existence. I know Texas and Florida were looking at it, and we had her take a look at our bill to try to make sure that it was strong and that it was something that would hold up if ever contested, things like that. So, we worked with her, and I think we put together a pretty good bill.
I know a group of victims in California were big advocates for the law that was just signed there earlier this month. Did you encounter victims here in Wisconsin when you were looking into this?
I know Senator Buchner, who is the sponsor, the author on the Senate side. I know she has somebody that she knows real well. I think that is a victim. I had talked to a few victims, not actually from our state, but from out of state. As soon as they heard that I was looking into this, they contacted me, talked to me a little bit, talked to Catherine. And you wouldn't believe the support. I mean, you know, and just the contact from them that said, hey, this is a great thing, and we're glad that you're taking it up. Because there's one in Texas that actually had to change her name. Had to change her name and do other things just to protect herself.
Yeah, the idea here is that someone else has put pictures of you on the internet without your consent, and I think in the case you're talking about in Texas, it led to a lot of public harassment and public and online harassment, right?
Right. You're correct.
So what would, I know California and New Jersey had different approaches. What would the new Wisconsin law do if it passes?
This one also protects people who take the image themselves, or if the image was taken by another person, which I don't believe theirs does. And our law also, I think, when you take a look at it, I know that the question came up yesterday when this was brought up in committee, and actually this bill went in front of the committee yesterday, and the question came up about First Amendment a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's been tried in New Jersey. I think that our bill is stronger than that bill, and I think this will hold up from that standpoint. So that was really one of the main things, though, is protect people who take images themselves. Beyond that, it's as you read earlier when you read part of the bill.
Yeah, so it's not just if someone consents to having a picture taken of them or takes it themselves, that's not an out for someone who's distributing them without their consent. It seems like the key here is the distribution online.
Absolutely, yes.
And so what kind of penalties are we talking about then for distribution of these images without consent?
It's a Class A misdemeanor, a fine punishable up to $10,000.
Okay, so a pretty substantial fine. Why does this need to be a misdemeanor? Is this something that could just be handled under current law in the civil court system?
I know that the issue with civil, though, is really it costs money. From the standpoint of a victim, the victim would have to prove it. And granted, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt like it is in criminal. But still, you have to find an attorney who's willing to take that. And are you going to be able to do anything from the standpoint of whether this was a criminal offense or not? When it gets down to it, I think we wanted to do something that would protect people, but also is something so that if somebody thinks about it, they're going to think twice before they do it. Because right now there's nothing there. And there's websites out there that ask for pictures and ask for videos and actually asking for this stuff. So, you know, and from our standpoint, that's it's vengeful on both sides. That from the person trying to post it and that from a provider that's actually trying to just, you know, I think capitalize on insulting somebody or hurting them.
Well, and then one of the things the sites do is if you're the victim here and contact them, they say, sure, we'll take it down. Give us your credit card info. Here's what it'll cost you.
Yeah. And even that, I don't know whether that totally works because I've heard from people that basically have said that, you know, they've asked to have it taken off. They've worked on with attorneys and other that, and, you know, and it's just there's nothing there from the law standpoint to help them. So from my point, this is something that will be there. It'll help them. And when you take a look at it, and I know you mentioned about, you know, about the misdemeanor or the $10,000 fine. I think New Jersey, I believe, is a top misdemeanor or a first felony, or it's up to $30,000 fine. So that's pretty stiff there, too. So
there have been criticisms of the laws in other states, as you mentioned, on First Amendment grounds. Does this chill free speech? Could I share an artistic picture someone else took, say, but I don't go to the person who posed for that picture?
And I think that, you know, that question actually came up yesterday. And I think we're looking at it from the standpoint of the victim and whether, you know, something that's public. And if you're out in the public and you know that someone's taking that portrait or whatever else, something that's public, it's a little bit different than something that's not public. But even from the art standpoint, I think there's a real fine line when it comes down to art and distributing art versus taking a look at this. This is really more personal between two individuals typically, and that's where these have come from, rather than somebody painting a picture and putting it in an art gallery.
All right, Representative Spiros, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of State Assembly Representative John Spiros of Marshfield.